Ephra smiled wickedly.
And we won't tell, will we? They was all killed, Grooven too, by pikes, serpents, drowned, all of them. Sad, ain't it, mate?
It was Valog's turn to smile. He nudged Ephra.
Aye, 'twas an hard job trying to save them. We was lucky to get back alive, me and you, but we slayed the otter between us, eh?
Valog spat on his paw and offered it to Ephra.
No sense in hanging round here, mate. Let's get going afore those other blockheads come back. I couldn't stand another night at Grooven's company, bragging one moment, whining the next.
Ephra spat on his paw and gripped Valog's to seal their pact.
Yeah, the cold Nanger'll take care of them. Come on, back to the sunny woodlands and a chance of some decent victuals.
Valog stood to one side deferentially.
Good idea, mate. After you.
Ephra did a mock bow, but stayed where he was.
Nay, friend, you go first.
They stared hard at one another, eye to eye. Then both broke out into false hearty laughter and strode off together. Neither of the two vermin wanted to expose his back to the other. The stream did as many turns as a switchback, rambling and meandering hither and yon. Tag and Nimbalo were not in any hurry, each enjoying the other's company. Eventide of the second day found them camped on a grassy spur where the waterway forked, one branch disappearing into the flatlands and the other rounding a fairly swift-flowing bend that took the water back into the base of the mountain. Tag tested the flow with his footpaw.
Shall we go this way tomorrow? It looks as if the current flows into some underground caves. Would you like to try it, mate?
The harvest mouse threw more turf on the fire.
"'Twill be a bit of a bumpy old ride on our log. Ah, let's try it. In the morning, though, we'll rest tonight. You know these fruit loaves what Ruscombe gave us? They're pretty good. I like them.
The otter cut a chunk from one with his blade.
Ruscombe's dandelion and burdock cordial's very tasty, too. Try some.
Nimbalo took hold of his friend's paw as he passed the flask.
Where'd you get that mark on your paw from? It's like the shape of a speedwell flower. Is it a tattoo?
The otter glanced at the mark, then ran a paw over his heavily marked face.
No, I think 'tis some sort of birthmark. These on my face are tattoos, put there long before I can remember. They're clan marks, to show I belong to a certain tribe.
He allowed Nimbalo to touch the tattoos. The mouse snorted.
Bit silly, ain't it? If you ever want to leave the tribe, then you're stuck with your face all marked with a big black stripe and red dots and a blue lightning flash on your left cheek.
Tag's paw strayed to feel the flash.
Juska Law says that the only time you leave the tribe is when you're dead. I'm marked for life now, but at least I can get rid of these.
Tag pulled off his woven wristbands, unsnipped the big gold earring from his ear, and flung them into the stream.